First, Nomadland, Minari, and Promising Young Woman are a few of the top contenders for this year's Academy Awards. This year's batch of nominees includes films by first-time directors and a mix of new and veteran actors. The Oscars ceremony is this Sunday. We're joined now by one of our favorite film critics to talk about some of his picks, and you can join in at 800-642-1234. Have you seen some of the films nominated for Oscars this year? Do you have a pick for what should take home the Best Picture award? Were there performances that stuck out to you as Oscar-worthy? Did you see any new movies in this unusual last year? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, appears weekly on Vocalo Radio in Chicago. You can follow his work at reggieponder.com. Reggie, welcome back to Central Time.
Always glad to be back. And this is obviously the favorite time of the year. It is the Oscars, Hollywood glimmer and glitz.
And it's a weird year, though, in so many ways, including for the movies. We couldn't go see them at the theaters, for example. Has that changed the kind of movies we're seeing show up on Sunday?
The answer to that is yes, but not necessarily what kinds of movies are being made, because the vast majority of films that we saw in 2020 and that we're going to see in 2021 were already in the works. So it really wasn't about the types of movies being made, but about us being at home and trying to figure out, now we have all this time, what to do with it. So some of us picked up some new hobbies and some of us started to watch programming that we wouldn't have normally watched. And so, you know how I've said before that people complain about the slate of movies that are out, but really this, what it really is our personal cinematic palette that has widened because we had so much time on our hands.
Did this unusual year, maybe seeing our movies on smaller screens, make it possible for smaller movies, however you want to define that, to break through and get the kind of attention you need to get on the Oscar radar?
Yes and no. Yes, in that because there were more movies, I guess, seen, maybe a smaller movie like a Sound of Metal got more attention than it would have. It wouldn't have probably done well, supremely well at the box office. So yes, I think, and even a movie like Judas and the Black Messiah. So I do think that there's some that there were some, but I just really think overall that the palette just widened, even for things that didn't make it to Oscar level.
There's been talk in recent years about a lack of diversity in the Oscars. This year, there are some firsts. The first all-black team of producers nominated for Best Picture. The first black woman nominated for hair and makeup. Just a couple examples. What do you think? Are you encouraged by this? And is this just a momentary blip? Or is this something that's going to change in the long run?
So a couple of things on that is that firstly, there's a record 9 of the 20 acting nominees are people of color. And you kind of mentioned that there's the first a Muslim nominated for Best Actor, which is Riz Ahmed, the first Asian woman and first woman of color to be nominated for Best Director. And then the first time two women have been nominated for directing in the same year. I think all of those things are fantastic and good. But I remember the time when we were talking about diversity back in the day with Spike Lee and John Singleton. And if you kind of remember, Do the Right Thing was more than 30 years ago. And that was supposed to be the time in which they ushered in a new era of black cinema. And today we're still talking about this issue. So I don't really see this as being a trend as much as it just might be the time that it's a point in our time.
It is Oscar Movie Weekend. Reggie Ponder is with us, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you have a favorite movie from last year, nominated or not? Do you have a question for Reggie about the movies that are out there and what you might be interested in watching? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. All right, let's start naming names here. Nomadland, getting talked about a lot. It's in the Best Picture category. Want to listen now to Fern, played by Frances McDormand, talking about life with her late husband before she decided to live on the road. Here's a listen.
He loved his work so much. He loved being there. Everybody loved him. So I stayed. Same town, same house. It's like my dad used to say, What's remembered lives. I maybe spent too much of my life just remembering.
So Fern goes on the road in that movie. Reggie, a lot of buzz about Nomadland. What did you think about it?
I really like this movie. I think that it showed a slice of Americana that we probably didn't, we knew it was out there, but probably didn't understand it. And the fact that they chose to use a lot of non-actors to move the story along was fantastic. And I think that McDermott was really good in it. The question is this, will she be able to join that three Oscar club? I think that's going to be tough. I think as it relates to a best director, that's going to be a shoo-in. And best picture, it might do that as well.
Another Best Picture nominee. You mentioned this one, A Sound of Metal. And you let us know, Reggie, at first you weren't too interested in this one, but you're glad you did. Tell us about this one.
So this one, I thought that I probably didn't want to watch this one because it was really about a guy who's in this metal band. And that's not really my kind of music. But what it really was about is he was losing his hearing. And how losing his hearing made him get an appreciation for life in a totally different way. And also for us to get an appreciation for people who are deaf, because he had to go into a deaf camp to learn how to speak, communicate. And he was always fighting to stay in the sound world, if you will, but learned a lot of things about those who live without sound. This is so well done. Riz Ahmed is so good. And the sound, how they play sound in this music, oh my goodness. This if it doesn't win for anything else but sound, it must win in the sound category.
And this a sidebar here, Reggie, as we mentioned, you didn't think you're going to like it. You did. I don't know. I prejudge and pre-filter movies a lot. I judge a book by its cover in the case of movies and screen things out before I give them a chance. Make the case that maybe we should try something out of our comfort zone.
The case for trying something out of our comfort zone is really the case of if you think about food. We always want to eat the same thing all the time. But when we go out and have something different, a lot of times we're like, wow, that was tasty. And I'm saying that is the same thing with movies. You will come out of a lot of these movies saying, wow, that was tasty. The stories are different, and it also helps us understand people differently. I talked about Sound of Metal, and it really helps you understand the deaf community in a way that you might not have thought about before. The one point that I want to make about that is that a lot of times we think that sound or talking is the way in which people need to be. But the way in which deaf people look at it is that they never had it. So they don't think about it as the being the norm. And that's a different way in which to look at it. And I think that going outside of your normal palate helps you understand people, situations much differently.
You picked a good metaphor there. I'll try eating just about anything once. Well, I want to look at another movie now. Again, probably going to take away at least one or two big awards. Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, based on a play by August Wilson. Didn't get Best Picture nomination, but Viola Davis and Chadwick Boseman nominated. Clip of the late Chadwick Boseman's character, member of Ma Rainey's band, talking about his plans. Here is a listen.
I'm going to get me a band and make me some records. I didn't give Mr. Stutterman some of my songs I wrote, and he said he gonna let me record them when I get my band together. I just got to finish the last part of this song. I got style.
Oh, everybody got style. Style ain't nothing but keeping the same idea from beginning to end. Everybody got it.
Everybody can't play like I do.
Well, tell us a little bit about Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Reggie.
Yes, the first thing I want to say is that a lot of people don't recognize the one of the greatest playwrights in America who wrote this film. He won two Pulitzer Prizes, so I have to say that at all times. But Ma Rainey's Black Bottom is really about a slice of Americana, and what they do in this film is show about the hopes and dreams of individuals and also the demands of a racial society, what happens in that, who's on top, who's the boss, us. How do you navigate all of those things? And Ma Rainey, as the main character, really navigates that to the extent she won't give her voice until she gets the things that she really wants to get. And I think that the dynamics that you see between Chadwick Boseman and Viola Davis, wow, they're both very, very deserving of the nominations that they received. I do want to say is that Chadwick is the front runner, but Riz Ahmed and Anthony Hopkins were also fantastic in their roles. So you never know, but I do think that Chadwick is pretty close to saying that Chadwick would get that posthumously.
We're talking to film critic Reggie Ponder right now about this year's Oscar nominees with the Academy Awards coming up on Sunday. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you see the movies we've talked about? Nomadland, Ma Rainey's Black Bottom, Sound of Metal. How about The Father? You mentioned Anthony Hopkins there, Promising Young Woman, Minari. Do you have a favorite among those? Have you been watching new movies as they're available at home now without a theater to go to? Are you looking forward to getting back to a theater? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We're picking up our talk now with film critic Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic, about this year's Oscar nominations. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Did you keep up with new movies in this last year without really theaters to go to at any point? Was there one you liked, or do you need a recommendation yourself from Reggie? You can join in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or email ideas@WPR.org. Let's bring out a caller now. Dwayne is with us in Weston. Dwayne, hi.
How you doing?
Good. What did you see, Dwayne? What'd you like?
Well, we like, you know, Greenland and News of the World with Tom Hanks, and then the End of the World show with, was it Gerard Butler, Greenland? Those were two, you know, enjoyable movies, kind of gripping and, you know, I don't know if they're up for awards or not, but we like them.
And Dwayne, how did you watch? There weren't theaters. Were you up for streaming the new movies when they became available
streaming
at home?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. We have the Roku stick, you know, with Netflix, Hulu, Amazon. It's the way to go.
All right. Dwayne, thanks a lot for sharing your favorites of the year. News of the World, I remember that came out. Greenland, I don't remember so much. Reggie, I'm just going to come out here. I didn't see a lot of new movies this last year. I won't lie to you. Either of those, though, on your radar or on the Oscar radar?
None of them are on the Oscar radar, but there was talk about News of the World. So there was a lot of talk that might get some nominations. I think it fell by the wayside. What happened, you know, certain movies start to get that steam and momentum. And one of those films that's getting that momentum we've already talked about was The Sound of Metal. A film that kind of lost steam was Trial of the Chicago 7. It still made it in there, but it did lose some steam.
Thanks a lot for that call, Dwayne. Alert Central Time producers tell me no major category award nominations, as you said, Reggie, but News of the World got nominated for Best Score, Sound Design, oh, and Cinematography, too. That's not too shabby. So thanks a lot, Dwayne, for sharing those with us. Glad you were able to keep up with some movies. Reggie, let's check out a couple others. You mentioned Anthony Hopkins. I mean, it's hard to go too wrong with Anthony Hopkins, plus Olivia Colman, who's in everything these days, in The Father. Tell us about this one.
So this is really about dementia, and it's a really interesting way, dementia or Alzheimer's, a really interesting way to get I would say a front row seat on what happens to someone when they're going through that. And Anthony Hopkins plays that character who is going through that with Coleman trying to help him through what he's experiencing. And both of these performances are really good. In fact, Anthony Hopkins won the BAFTA for Best Actor. And what's interesting about that is that Chadwick Boseman was winning all of the awards. So his acting was that good that they gave it to Anthony Hopkins for the BAFTA.
And let's check out last year we talked about the South Korean film Parasite, won Best Picture, but none of the cast got acting nominations. Now this year we have another Korean language film, Minari, and it's getting nominated for Best Picture, and this time some of its actors too. What do you like about this one, Reggie?
Let me tell you what I don't like. And what I don't like is that this film, there was a lot of controversy as whether this film was an American film.
But do we lose you there, Reggie?
Foreign language category. And, oh, I'm sorry. Am I here?
You cut out for a second. You said it was whether it was an American film or foreign language category. Go for it.
Right. So many times it went to the foreign language category. And so the problem that I had with that is that this is a American family trying to figure out how they're going to live and survive in America, immigrant American family. But because it wasn't in English, that it becomes a foreign language film, that's actually insulting. And this is a really good story about a family trying to find their place in America. How will they survive? Where will they live? Where can they find a community that will support them? And so on and so forth. And so this was very, very well done. And again, a few of the actors have received nominations. I think Best Supporting Actress they'll win for Best Supporting Actress.
Talking to Reggie Ponder, film critic, a.k.a. Reggie the Real Critic, looking at the Oscar Awards this Sunday and checking out some of the movies on the list. Now, one that I've heard a lot of people talking about and you are not so hot on is Mank, about screenwriter Herman Mankiewicz and the writing of Citizen Kane. So a Hollywood movie about a Hollywood movie, Reggie.
Yeah, it really feels like Hollywood, loving on Hollywood. It's beautifully shot, but it really did feel misplaced with all the other competition out there. And from a personal perspective, this almost assumes that you agree that Citizen Kane was the best movie ever. And so since I guess I don't, it just didn't appeal to me in so many ways. They didn't make it where the characters connected with the characters in this one, but it looks really, really good, and it will win. It may win some of the more technical awards because I think they did a nice job doing the film. But I really think it's just a Hollywood love fest.
And there's a cliche almost, Reggie, at this point that when it comes to awards awarded by Hollywood, they often like movies about Hollywood. Could that lead this one to get some maybe unexpected awards?
If it does, don't call me anymore. Don't do it. I hope not. But you know, anything is possible. Anything is possible. But when you look at the competition for Mank, the competition just I think is so far ahead. You think of The Father, Judas and the Black Messiah, Minari, A Nomadland, Promising Young Woman, Sound of Metal, and The Trial of Chicago 7. I think all of them are better than Mank. I do want to say is that Steve McQueen had a set of 5 movies that were not eligible for some reason, and at least 3 of his 5 movies that he did this year were better, in my opinion, than Mank.
Let's talk about Judas and the Black Messiah. You've mentioned that we haven't dug into it. Tell us about that and what you're watching for on Sunday.
Yeah, so this film is really about, it really is, the title gives it away, is that there's a Judas, a guy who is embedded within the Black Panthers, who is there to spy on Fred Hampton, and Fred Hampton is being played by Daniel Kaluuya, and it is a very, very powerful movie. It is led by 3 African-American producers. So this is the first time that an all African-American producing crew will be nominated for an Oscar. It's a very, very powerful movie. And since you asked me the question about expanding your palette, mm-hmm. this would be one that I would encourage people to watch, because it's very interesting to see how the government played a role in what happened to Fred Hampton for people who don't know. So, yeah.
All right, Reggie, I want to wrap up. Pretend you're talking to some sort of movie slacker who didn't get out and see much last year. Let's say he has like a normal job, like radio guy. And you had to pick a couple movies and say, Rob, or whatever his name is, Rob, you need to go out and see these two, or sit in your living room and see these two. What's at the top of this Rob's list?
Oh, that's wrong. So I like all of the movies that are just about all of the movies that I hear. So I think Promising Young Women, we haven't talked about.
Oh, yeah.
It's a really, really interesting film. And from a woman's perspective, so I think it's really important for us as we expand our palette to look at women directors and women writers. So I would say that because we haven't talked about that. I definitely like Sound of Metal, so I do that and maybe Minari. Okay, that's three. Jeez.
That's okay.
Tough,
I'll take
Rob.
Three. Or he will take three, this random guy I'm talking about. And before I let you go, Reggie, what are you looking forward to? Give us one you're really excited about for 2021.
Oh, so for 2021, I am looking forward to not a Latino explosion, but some Latino films. And we got West Side Story coming and The Heights. So I'm looking for both of those from a diversity perspective. I can't wait to see that because the Academy Awards did a very poor job with Latino representation in terms of nominations this year.
Reggie, we'll leave it there. Thanks, as always, for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Reggie Ponder, also known as Reggie the Real Critic. You can follow his work at reggieponder.com. He was with us to preview this Sunday's Academy Awards. You can still share your thoughts, something you're hoping will win, something you liked over the last year. Email ideas@WPR.org. That's ideas@WPR.org. And you can always tweet us @CentralTimeWPR.